This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Today was a good day.
He is the greatest rapper alive, CEO, and I refer to him as a poet. Ice Cube is on the phone.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
It's so good to hear from you, Ice Cube. Oh my gosh, you're my favorite. I geek out every time we talk to you. And I remember when I interviewed you in person for the TV show, and I think I scared you. Did I scare you?
Nah, you can't scare me.
Who says Ice Cube? How do you scare Ice Cube? I want to play something for you, Mr. Cube. I've known Mercedes a long time, and I've seen her cry twice on the air. One is when we brought a sloth in studio, and she loves sloths.
Have you ever seen a sloth in person, Cube? They're so adorable.
I've seen a few. Okay. I've seen a few. They move pretty slow, though.
So she cried when we brought a sloth in, and then, this was a few years ago, one of our friends in the business gave her this as a gift. It's an audio gift, and I'm going to play it for you. This is the gift he gave Mercedes to put on her outgoing voicemail on her phone.
Yo, what's up? This is Ice Cube. You know what you reach. You reach Mercedes' voicemail. Leave a damn message.
I did cry. I was so excited. I don't know. I've always loved you. And okay, I'll stop being a weirdo. How are you this morning?
I'm all good, man. You know, just here kicking it. You know, just really getting ready for the weekend and getting ready to come out to Vegas and do my thing, you know?
Oh, man, I'm so excited. House of Blues, of course I'm going to be there. I've been to, like, every concert that you have here in Las Vegas. And I love it because it seems like you genuinely love the city, but I'm wondering if you're going to love us a little more now that the Raiders are coming here?
Of course. You know, what's not to love? You know, it's like, you know, to me it's a perfect match in a lot of ways. Even though, you know, I feel for Oakland, but they had a long time to, you know, make the Raiders happy. For some reason they didn't do it. I don't know why. So, hey, you know, Vegas to me is a quicker trip. So it's much better. And so, you know, I'm winning either way.
It's easier to get in and out of this city,
yes,
too, than Oakland.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, either you can jump on the freeway, or you can jump on a plane.
Do you fly Southwest? Do you fly Southwest when you come to town? Could I be on Southwest coming from L.A. and there you are on the fellow A boarding pass?
You might see me on Southwest. You know what I mean? I ain't too big for Southwest.
Oh, good. This is why he's the best. Hey, I'm serious.
Because you're going to be here on the 15th. Obviously, the 14th, Valentine's Day coming up. Do you have any advice for men out there listening on what's the proper thing to get their girlfriend or anyone listening to how to treat their loved one on Valentine's Day?
I mean, you know, hopefully you've paid attention to what they're into, what turns them on. Give it a lot of thought and not a little thought. You know, some dudes just think about it real quick or they just go to the same old flowers and candy. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, dude. Come to something new.
What did you get your wife last year? Do you remember?
What I got her last year? And we've been together 29 years, so they all start to blur together a little bit.
<You know? laughs> I'm assuming that you watched the Super Bowl, and did you watch Maroon 5's halftime performance?
Yeah, I saw it.
And when Adam Levine took his shirt off, a lot of people were talking about, you know, the fact that he took his shirt off on national television and his nipples and everything. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I mean, like, yo, I ain't taking off my shirt on no stage, nowhere, at no time. So
oh, man.
You don't have to worry about me.
Have you ever thought of, since you're doing this show at the House of Blues, have you ever thought of doing a show in Vegas on a more consistent basis, like doing a residency here?
Yeah, sure. Why not? You know, I'd do it. I think I got enough music to handle a residency. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I think I got enough. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we're gonna work that out. I'm going to make sure that I have the document sent to you.
Done deal.
Make sure you got me at a fly hotel, though. You know what I mean?
You don't want to do it at one of those little rinky-dink ones. Come on.
I don't want to be, you know, 8 miles down the road. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure I'm in the right spot.
No, we're so excited to have you back here. Your shows are always the best. I can't wait to see you. And I always tweet you inviting you to come over for dinner before your residency. And I never hear back from you, but I'm going to continue to do it, okay?
I'm probably not going to do it. You know, before my show, I try not to do nothing but prepare for the show.
All right.
So, you know, I'm usually... You know, kind of like going over lyrics.
I'll invite you over after the show is over.
After party, after party. There you go.
Thanks, Q. wait, really quick, before we let you go, JC tries to do it, but he can't get the yeah, right. Can you give him a quick lesson on how to perfect that, please?
First of all, you got to believe in yourself.
Okay, all right.
You know, when you do it, you got to believe in yourself, all right? You got to come from the diaphragm.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
You got to have a lot of West Coast flavor in that. You know what I mean? You got to get your West Coast energy going and just, you know what I mean?
Okay. You ready?
Put some bass in it. Yep. Are you ready? Yep. I'm always ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. Here we go. Ready?
Okay, do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, come on, man.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're getting close.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, believe it when you do. Believe in yourself. You need some practice. Got homework tonight.
He's from the East Coast. He just doesn't get it.
Oh, that's the issue. That's all right. That's all right. From the East Coast, you still can get a good yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Huh? Oh, yeah. It did sound a little East Coast.
Thanks.
You got a little East Coast twang in there with it.
Thank you so much, Ice Cube. It's so great to talk to you. We'll see you on the 15th. House of Blues.
Yeah, yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Bye.
All right. See you later, Mercedes.
Bye.
Oh, he didn't say goodbye to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.